It does not look good for immigration reform at the moment. The House is refusing to take up the comprehensive bill passed by the Senate. But some immigration advocates are not giving up. They're trying to move things along by putting heavy pressure on a few key Republican members of the House. The World's Jason Margolis reports on their efforts in Colorado.
In the city of Aurora, right next to Denver, Republican Representative Mike Kaufman is the target. Eugenio Rodarte walks the streets of this heavily Latino community with his clipboard, stopping people and asking if they support immigration reform. When he finds a woman who says yes, he quickly pulls out his cell phone.
This is my Kaufman office. Okay, hi. I'm calling from Aurora. And
Rodarte, who is working with the group Mi Familia Vota, hands the Spanish-speaking woman his phone and a short script. He does the translation for the congressman's staffer on the other end of the line.
Le pido al señor congresista.
I ask to the Congress Mike Kaufman.
Que apoye la nueva propuesta HR-15 por una reforma migratoria.
To support the HR-15 for immigration reform.
HR-15 is the Democrat-backed immigration reform bill that largely mirrors the Senate's proposal that passed this summer. Rodarte has been placing a lot of these calls recently. His group is also bringing people directly to Kaufman's regional office. Rodarte is convinced their strategy is working. He says Kaufman has already come a long way.
I think because he got so many messages from the community, he got his machine so full every day, that finally he came out public in the newspaper Denver Post, and he announced that he is going to support immigration reform.
Kaufman wrote that op-ed in July. He reiterated standard conservative points, like calling for more secure borders. Kaufman also said that children who were brought to the U.S. illegally should get a pathway to citizenship, and that adults here in good standing should be eligible for a provisional visa to remain in the U.S. That's a big step for a Republican member of the House. But immigration reform advocates like Derek Ruiz, also with Mi Familia Vota, say Kaufman now needs to put his words into action and support an actual bill if he wants Latino votes next year.
The community is not dumb. they're very smart. So they know, they will know that Kaufman did not step up and did not champion immigration reform for the community. And, you know, 20% of his constituents are immigrants.
Kaufman may need those votes. His district was redrawn last year and now has a lot more Latinos. That puts Kaufman in a bind. Pursue Latino voters or stand with the conservative base. Kaufman turned down repeated interview requests for this story. His website offers no details on his stance on immigration reform. Christine Marcus Hudson, executive director of the Mi Casa Resource Center in Denver, has met with Kaufman in Washington.
I think that Mike Kaufman is a pragmatic person, and I think that he is also cognizant of the changing demographics of the community that he represents.
But in the next breath, Marcus Hudson says she's cynical that Kaufman and other House Republicans will get anything done anytime soon. She says they're too worried about losing their seats to more conservative Republican primary challengers next year.
It is very, very exhausting. God bless the people that are still out there working hard on this. But I think everyone would agree some of the wind has been knocked out of the sails.
Kaufman may have another reason not to sign onto an immigration reform bill. The damage to the Republican brand with Latinos may already be done. Immigration reform activists insist that if Republicans get this issue off the table, Latinos will again consider voting for their party. Colombian immigrant and restaurant owner Joaquin Contreras says it's already too late.
You won't make a difference because the Republicans, they always talk about money, cutting taxes for rich people.
He says those kinds of policies don't attract lower income or even middle class people like most Latinos in places like Aurora. If an immigration bill doesn't get passed this year, an increasingly likely scenario, advocates say the fight isn't over. They insist they're not going away. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.